Hi, this is Chris, and welcome to this special collection of Adventures in Odyssey, The Truth Chronicles.
Career Day was a bust. Every year, Odyssey Middle School sets its students free to try their hand at the real world for a day. I had heard legends of a kid one year spending the day at a radio station and getting to fly in the traffic helicopter. Oh, and 12-year-olds helping hold the hose at an out-of-control house fire. But after my experience, I no longer believe any of the old tales. My day started out okay. I was very excited to be able to indulge my political aspirations at the mayor's office. Excuse me, ma'am?
Hello there, young man.
I've been waiting here for almost an hour.
You have? Well, that's terrible. What's your name?
Ryan Cummings.
Yes, I see you here in the schedule. Says you're here for career day. Hasn't anybody talked to you yet?
No. I'm supposed to meet with the mayor, so...
The mayor? Oh, dear. Hey, Chuck?
Yeah?
Where's Ted?
He called in sick.
Well, of course he did. This little boy is supposed to meet with the mayor. Career day?
Oh, that's right. Ted was in charge of that.
Obviously, there's been a slip-up. Ted's not here, and, well, the mayor isn't either. She was called away to Connellsville on urgent business. I'm so sorry. Chuck, why don't you take the boy to the vending machines for some candy?
Ma'am, I don't really want candy. I came here for career day to see the mayor at work. You know, our government in action.
Well, I'm sure you did.
Oh, but... you want to see government in action? You could come to my meeting.
Really? What's your meeting about?
Zoning.
Zoning?
That's right. We're a subcommittee to create streamlined forms to facilitate the regulation of dimensions for the lots in the allocated zoning areas.
Wow. That sounds just great. My dreams of working with the mayor, of tossing around ideas with the mayor, of thinking like the mayor, were gradually squeezed out of me during a 4-hour zoning meeting. If I had known what did and didn't happen at a zoning meeting, I never would have gone. At one point, there was a guy who nearly fell asleep while he was talking. Is this all government is? What about everything the Founding Fathers fought for? I wasn't the only person whose career day dreams didn't come true. Alice Funderburk had her own disillusionment over at the Odyssey Police Department. The police did not know what they were in for.
So tell me, Alice, why do you want to be a police officer?
How fast can the squad car go? Have you ever gone over 200?
Oh, no. There's never much need to drive fast around Odyssey.
So do I get a piece?
A what?
A firearm. A gun. You gonna give me a gun?
No.
Why not?
We don't hand out guns to middle school kids on career day.
I'd be a lot more helpful if you gave me a gun. You know, chasing down the perps and all. Hey, did you see that kid?
What kid?
That jaywalker over there. Stop the car.
What? Alice, what are you doing?
Hey, Desperado, freeze! Up against the wall and stretch!
Alice, stop!
For the rest of the day, Officer Quinn decided it would be best for Alice to get some experience doing paperwork back at the station. Meanwhile, Jill, a newspaper reporter wannabe, was spending her career day covering a story for the Odyssey Times, a hot expose on censorship in Odyssey, starting at Holstein's bookshop.
Well, hello, Fräulein. Welcome to the Holstein's bookshop.
Hi.
You are luckier than a duck with rabbits on its feet. I just so happen to have in my shop today the new unauthorized autobiography of Heinrich Mittelhofer, who wrote some of the finest poetry about German strudel that the world has ever known.
Oh, that sounds great. But I really just came for an interview.
Oh.
Are you Mr. Holstein?
I am exactly who you said, yes. My name is Friedrich Holstein, and what is your name?
Oh, I'm Jill.
I am so pleased to make my acquaintance known to you.
Well, I'm a reporter with the Odyssey Times.
Oh, yeah, I remember our telephone call, but I remember hearing you a little taller.
Oh, actually, this is career day, and they gave me an assignment to come interview you.
Oh, yeah. You came to hear about my banned books.
Yes, yes. I really wanted to ask you what books you've banned.
Oh, I have many banned books. I have an entire section of them.
You know, this could be a really controversial article. Could you please tell me your personal views on censorship?
Aha, here they are.
Oh, basic trombone, songs for the oboe.
Uh-huh.
Why are you banning these? What's wrong with them?
Oh, Fräulein, nothing is wrong with them. They make beautiful music to tickle my fancy. I love music. In fact, I would like to teach the world to sing in perfect Harfenspiel.
But these are musical instrument band books.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Books if you're in a band.
Yeah, band books. They make me want to sing at the top of my lederhosen.
My friends and I were ambitious and driven. We wanted to take our rightful place in society, to serve, to excel, and to make a difference. Too bad Career Day didn't show us how to do that. So Alice, Jill, and I went to Wits End, an ice cream shop, to talk it over with the owner, Mr. Whitaker. Oh, and Nelson was there too. Nelson actually had a great Career Day.
Why do they even bother with Career Day?
Well, Jill, I think the idea was to help inspire you in the kinds of things you might want to do in life.
By sending me out to cover a non-story? I think they did it on purpose, just to laugh at the idealistic young reporter.
Well, it's better than spending half the day listening to people talk about zoning regulations.
Oh, yeah? Well, after I finished alphabetizing their case files, they had me read the section in the manual about the consequences of false arrest and harassment. What's up with that?
You threw a kid against a wall, Alice.
He was resisting arrest, Nelson.
Didn't anybody have a good day?
I did.
I don't remember. Where were you, Nelson?
Right here at Wits End. Mr. Whitaker and I invented a solar-powered air conditioner together. It was great.
Well, you were lucky to work with somebody who actually cared about what you learned.
And who does something productive with your time.
And who doesn't let renegade jaywalkers off the hook without their due punishment.
Look, I know that you're disappointed, but that doesn't mean your experience was a complete waste of time.
Oh, come on, Mr. Whitaker. Today was supposed to be our chance to see our role models in action. You know, like doing the things we really want to do when we grow up. And instead, it was about as exciting as sharpening pencils.
You got to sharpen pencils?
The point is that we were looking forward to Career Day to be inspired, to get a taste of the real thing, and, well...
All right, I get the idea. Maybe there's something else you could do.
Yeah? Like what?
What if I told you that I'm creating a place where you can get the kind of first-hand experience that you're looking for?
You mean where I could be in politics?
That's right.
And I could do newspaper reporting?
And I could do police work?
And I could invent things and do scientific experiments on live subjects?
Yes. No, not the experiments part.
Rats.
No experiments on rats either.
So, where is this place and when can we go?
School is out in a couple of weeks, right?
Exactly 2 weeks from tomorrow.
It'll be ready by then.
Okay, but what is it?
It's called Kidsborough.
Kidsborough. I had no idea how that one word would change my life. And so it went, that 2 weeks and a day later, Mr. Whitaker took us on a field trip in the woods behind Wits End.
I didn't know the woods went back this far.
I wanted this project far enough out to feel remote, but close enough so you could get help if you need it.
But where is it?
Just on the other side of that hedge, and... ta-da!
Whoa!
Yeah!
Are those clubhouses?
Kind of. Just very small houses, really.
You built all these?
Oh, I had some help, but yes. There are a dozen right now. And just past those trees, you'll find an open-air meeting hall.
Wow, it's like a town.
It is a town.
Kidsborough.
The only town that's run entirely by kids.
Wait, us?
You're joking.
Oh, not at all. No adults allowed, except by permission.
You mean kids will live here?
Oh, kind of. At least you can come here as much as you want to, and your parents will allow it. The idea is for you to come here to your town, to spend your time, to play, and to work.
Work doing what?
Exactly what you said you want to do, Alice.
You mean I could be the chief of police?
Sure.
Do I get a gun?
No.
Handcuffs?
I'm afraid not. I can't allow anything that'll be potentially harmful or dangerous.
Why did you make so many houses? There are only four of us.
Well, I thought you'd want to invite your friends to become citizens of Kidsborough, too. You can use these houses, and then we can arrange to build more if other kids are interested.
But how does the town work?
Oh, that's entirely up to you. For the most part, I'll stay out of your way.
Yeah, but somebody has to be in charge here.
Well, then you could choose a mayor.
Oh, that's easy. Ryan, I think you're the obvious choice.
Yep, I think so, too.
I'm cool with that.
Wow, really? I'd love to be the mayor.
As long as I'm the editor of the newspaper.
And I get to be a small business owner for my inventions and stuff.
That's a good start.
Hey, look at this, guys. We have our own town.
Yeah.
And so, Kidsboro was born. Jill, Alice, Nelson, and I went to work right away to figure out what the town was going to be. We met in a large pavilion with a roof and no walls. But I have to tell you, creating a town from scratch wasn't easy. Okay, guys, I guess the first thing we ought to do is make a government. How do we do that?
Well, if we want to emulate the Founding Fathers in Philadelphia when they were writing the Constitution, then I think, to start off, we need white wigs and feather pens.
I'm not sure how that would help.
It could be a good photo opportunity. You know, if we were to document this and write a coffee table book.
Yeah, there's no way I'm wearing a white wig for a picture. Okay?
Yeah, it sounds kind of silly to me, too.
Me too. I don't think so, Nelson.
But you can't just dismiss it. Don't we have to vote on it?
Do we? I mean, since we don't have a government yet, how do we know if we should vote?
No idea.
Okay. Well, should we vote on a rule to vote if we want to decide something?
No, I think you have to make a motion first.
This
don't
is too
confusing.
Or...
I vote we don't vote on a rule about voting.
Okay, well, I think someone should maybe second that.
Okay, second?
Third.
Wait a minute. I think we just voted not to vote on voting. So, does it count?
That meeting proved to be grossly unproductive. We spent an hour and a half talking about creating a flag, what kind of uniforms our military should wear, and if our city anthem should be a rap song. But since we didn't have a flagpole, or any soldiers, or anyone who's ever written a rap, we gave up. That's when I knew I had to talk to Mr. Whitaker. I need help to start a government, Mr. Whitaker.
Why?
Why? Don't we need a government?
Do you?
Sure, I think. I mean, how can we keep Kidsboro from being just a bunch of kids running around if we don't have a government?
Is that the purpose of a government? To keep kids from running around?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, when it comes to deciding what's right and wrong for any situation, I'm inclined to go back to the Bible.
Well, we can't base our government on the Bible. Aren't we supposed to keep religion out of it?
Well, our founding father sure didn't think so. They went back to the Bible again and again when they established this country. If it worked for them, why wouldn't it work for you?
I guess it would.
Besides, every government is based on something, whether it's the Bible or a philosophy or just a bunch of ideas someone made up along the way. But if I were you, I'd go with the thing we got from God himself, his word. It has everything you need.
Okay. Then how do I find out what the Bible says about starting a government?
Oh, lots of places. But do you know what the Apostle Paul said the purpose of government is?
No.
It's in his letter to the Romans. The purpose of the government is to promote what is good and punish what is evil.
That sounds good.
Then you should start there.
And I did. And the rest of the council thought it was a good idea. But we still weren't quite sure how to start. As it turned out, we kind of learned as we went, and it all started when Alice met a kid named Pete, who happened to ride his bike into our woods.
Hey, you, Pete!
Yeah, Alice?
What are you doing? You can't leave your bike there.
Why not?
Because somebody will trip over it.
They won't if they watch where they're going.
Move it out of the way, or I'll have to arrest you.
Arrest me? What are you talking about? You think you're queen of the jungle?
You're breaking the law.
We're in the woods! Who made up these laws, the squirrels?
I made them up.
Oh, yeah? Show them to me.
Stay right here. I'll be back in a minute. All right, if I'm going to be chief of police, I've got to have laws to enforce.
You're right. We need some laws.
I got the first one. No parking bikes on the paths in Kidsboro.
I guess that makes sense.
In fact, we shouldn't have bikes at all. I'll never catch the criminals if I'm on foot and they're on bikes.
Fair enough.
So should we vote on it?
Now, wait a minute. We can't just make up laws because Alice doesn't want to run after the bad guys.
Why not?
Because, well, what gives us the right to make laws?
We're the government. It's our job. We're supposed to promote what is good and punish what is evil.
Yeah, but who says bikes are evil?
Back to Mr. Whittaker. So who are we to say that bikes are evil? I actually like bikes.
When I put the four of you in charge of the government of Kidsborough, I granted you the authority to determine what's best for your citizens. You're charged with protecting everyone. With the Bible as your guide and your own common sense, you have to make laws.
Cool. Thanks. So we went back and decided that until we have roads and traffic control, bikes in the woods would cause safety problems, with people walking around and tree branches sticking out everywhere. But enforcement of this law revealed something else we hadn't thought about.
Pete!
Look, Alice, I waited 20 minutes the other day and you never came back to show me the bike law, so I went home to eat dinner.
Well, I have the law now. This is a legal sign saying that you can't ride your bike in the Kidsborough city limits.
So?
You have to pay a fine.
Get out of here, a fine?
That's right. I'm writing you a ticket for breaking the law.
You just posted the law 5 seconds ago. And how am I supposed to pay anyway? Does Kidsborough even have a system of currency?
Currency.
You know, money.
Wait here, I'll be right back. We need money.
Oh, you're right. Money. Why didn't we think of it before? If we don't have money, no one will be able to buy anything.
Yeah, or pay their fines.
But what kind of money?
How about seashells?
What? Seashells?
Yeah, shells can be our currency.
Nelson, you're just saying that because you have a huge collection of shells.
Yeah, we can't walk around with seashells in our pockets.
No, and it can't be something you pick up at the beach either. It has to be something unique. Guess we'll have to create it ourselves.
And who's gonna do that?
I will.
Pete?
Hey, I told you to wait by that tree. See, Mr. Whittaker would have just let me have handcuffs.
You guys need some serious help, and I think I'm the one to help you.
Yeah? Well, what do you know about any of this?
I know that my dad has a graphics program on his computer and a great color printer. I can design and print out your money.
So whose picture should go on the money? I think it should be Ryan's.
Why me?
You're the first mayor. It's like George Washington being on the $1 bill.
We shouldn't put Ryan on the money until he's done something big, like win a war or cross the Delaware or something.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be crossing the Delaware anytime soon. You can put something else on the money. Next. I can help you with a few other things money-wise, if you'll let me.
Why? What's in it for you, Pete?
What's in it for any of you? It's a chance to make our own world. Well, sounds good to me. How about the rest of you?
It's fine. Yeah, pace is fine.
Cool. So, Pete, I think you should be our Secretary of Treasury. Good. I'll print out the money. Now, what about taxes?
Oh, can't we just avoid taxes?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Mr. Whittaker said that I need to make sure that we base all our decisions on the Bible. So, are taxes biblical?
Well, Jesus did say to give unto Caesar what is Caesar's and unto God what is God's.
Right. So, it's biblical. Now, let me be clear. As Secretary of the Treasury, I will not sit back and let you guys just tax people willy-nilly. Taxing people's money is serious. You have to do responsible things with it.
Wait, you guys realize it's just the four of us. Well, five if you want to join the town. I mean, we'll have to give away everything we earn in taxes just to turn around and pay ourselves our own salary. What's the point?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. We need more citizens to pay for the services we want to provide for them.
And to pay my fines.
I know a few kids who want to come.
Me too.
Yeah, so do I.
Fine. Tell as many as you want. Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. Let the immigration begin.
All right. Cool.
Word got out, and suddenly, Kidsborough actually had a crowd of citizens in its clubhouses and walking down its pathways. We all pitched in to help Mr. Whittaker build more and more clubhouses as people flooded in. With all the new people, we had to create a committee to sort out housing. And then, some of the kids wanted to open businesses, so we had to figure out where they would go. And before I knew it, I was in another meeting with a subcommittee. I think we should put the businesses in this zone over here. Pete, did you say zone? Yeah, why? What's wrong? I can't believe this. I've created my own zoning meeting.
despite some eye-opening experiences, Kidsboro had a pretty smooth beginning. But that was before the trouble started.
So I hear Alice is getting a jail.
Yep.
She doesn't really expect anybody to stay in there if they do something wrong, does she? I mean, I hear the bars will be made out of thin tree branches. Anybody could get out.
Well, if she's guarding it, yeah, they'll stay in it.
Can I be a guard?
Why?
Alice can't be there all the time. I could help her.
Why would you want to do that, Nelson? Your gifts are in inventing. We need you for that.
Not so far, you haven't. I haven't sold a single automatic rake.
Well, you may have trouble selling those before October. Plus, the economy's kind of slow so far. People are really busy setting up their houses. Hey, look. You might have some customers right now.
What are they doing at my clubhouse?
Hey, what's going on, Alice?
I'll need you to unlock your house, Nelson.
Why?
There's an offensive smell coming from inside.
What do you have in there?
Nothing, Pete.
Could be a dead squirrel.
Or a dead squirrel wrapped in a giant rotten egg that's sprinkled with burning rubber.
How could a squirrel get in there? The door is closed. Here.
Oh, gross.
That's awful.
Nelson, you gotta get whatever's rotting in there and destroy it.
I'm not going in.
Well, why don't you let it air out a little bit first?
I've got a gas mask in my clubhouse. I'll take care of it.
You own a gas mask?
Yeah, I'm building my bomb shelter. Why? What are you putting in your bomb shelter, canned goods?
No, of course not. It'd be ridiculous. We'll just wait here. Did you find anything?
Negative.
You doing some kind of experiment in there, Nelson?
No.
I can't find anything.
Here, can I use the gas mask?
This is police equipment. I can't take the chance that a civilian might use it improperly.
You just put it over your face, right?
Yes. But I still can't afford the risk.
Fine. I'll just hold my nose.
Good luck!
That's a brave man.
I can't tell where the smell is coming from.
That's because you're holding your nose.
Oh.
Do you see something?
No. It's just... Wait a minute. Oh!
Oh!
Wow! That's bad.
What is it?
Somebody tunneled underneath my wall and put this on the ground inside.
Oh, it's a little canister.
There's some kind of liquid in it.
Somebody was trying to stink up the place on purpose.
Why would they do that?
It'd probably be days before I could go back in there.
Nelson, think. Do you have any enemies?
Whoever did it, we're not going to let them get away with this.